Well, if it's strange, you can just about guarantee it's going to happen around here. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. So, we love watermelon around here. I mean, we love watermelon. We grow a lot of watermelons here, and we like to share them, and we sell some of them, but we love to eat watermelon. It's one of me and my dad's favorite things in the world to eat. I love a good watermelon. And I discovered, I guess it was this past summer, that this guy right here likes to eat them too. I mean, he can tear up a good watermelon. And I personally have never known a dog that liked watermelon. But this fellow, this guy, you can split a watermelon in two, put it on the ground, and leave it there. And this guy right here will eat the whole thing. And I'm not talking about eating a lot of it and leaving a lot of it like you would kind of expect. No, no, no. He will clean it up to the rind. I mean, he goes all the way down to the rind. And so, I'd think that's kind of impressive. But it's not what you would expect. It's not typical, I would think, for a dog, a blue heeler, to be chowing down on watermelon. Kind of brings to mind something that Jesus said in John chapter 17 when he was talking to some of his followers, and he said, "You are in this world, but you're not of the world." In other words, you're going to be surrounded by a lot of things that don't really fit you. And there are going to be a lot of situations that you're going to find yourself in as my followers that you're really not going to fit in. It's the nature of being a follower of Jesus. We live in a world that we're not of. It's what it means to be salt and light. We flavor everything around us, and we shine bright in the darkest places. Hey, can I encourage you today? The darker the world gets, the brighter followers of Jesus get to shine. I gotta tell you, it's getting dark. It's getting dark. But that doesn't discourage me, and that doesn't beat me down as a follower of Jesus. That encourages me about the mission of God. We got a lot of work to do. Hey, pick up your head, because we got a lot to do as followers of Jesus. And it's going to look kind of weird to those around us, but we got to get after it. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. Every week that you join me is a blessing for me, that you would even give me the time of day to get to sit on this tailgate and just share a little bit and ramble a little bit with you about the Word of God. And so until next time, hey, have a great week. I pray life is treating you well. Until then, I love you. And have a great week. We'll see you next time on a tailgate.